Do not be unequally yoked. That is the title of my message today. And it's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Let us pray. Holy Father, help us to find good friends, acquaintances, and marriage partners of the same faith that believe in you through Jesus Christ. Amen. In God's eyes, people ultimately are divided into two categories: those who are in Christ and those who are not. A Christian's association with unbelievers should be only such as is necessary for social or economic existence, or to show unbelievers the way to salvation. What it basically boils down to is this: if you're a Christian, you need to take care of which people you choose to associate with and how deeply you're connected with them. For example, be careful who you want to be closely associated with as a spouse, friend, or business partner. This is not an easy task, especially for a young or new believer in Christ. As a new believer in Christ, I was confronted with a totally different world, a world that I was not used to. It was as if I had crossed over into a dimension which was fascinating and full of new ways and new things. Initially, when I told members of my family who were not believers that I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, they thought I was strange. You see, even within families, it can be challenging to live unequally yoked. As believers in Christ, you should be careful about making close relationships with unbelievers. But you should also be careful about your close association with those who are not of the same mindset as you. This includes those who claim to be believers but differ greatly to you in the way they apply their faith. Before I go any further, I would like to explain what a yoke is. In the olden days, when a farmer had to plow his field, he would normally use a team of oxen. They would be yoked together by a wooden collar. This wooden collar kept the oxen together to give them pulling power to plow the land. This is an example to motivate Christians that if they pull together, being yoked, they will be more effective. Being unequally yoked creates many difficulties. In marriage, for instance, between two people of different faiths, decisions have to be made. Which school will the children attend? What clothes will they wear? What faith will they have as a family? These are only a few of the problems which would exist in such a marriage. It is also important to be as equally yoked as possible in business practices. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, it says, Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Not to be of one mind in your business partnership or marriage relationships, etc., is like swimming against the current. Everything becomes an uphill struggle. Being unequally yoked is making a pact or union with someone of a different nature. And sooner or later, things will start to go wrong. Because the two natures start to pull in different directions. Conflict and misunderstandings creep in. Why? Because you and your partner are not like-minded. Deuteronomy 22 verse 10 says, "Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together." You see, being unequally yoked does not relate to only a Christian and unbeliever. As I mentioned earlier, you can both be believers and not be of one mind or like-minded. In other words, not have the same goals, same vision, or anything in common except that you both believe in Christ. Being a Christian does not guarantee that you will be successfully yoked in your business partnership, marriage, or friendships with others. There are three keys you need to be aware of in order not to be unequally yoked. And they are, point number one, avoid arguments concerning your faith. In Titus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, it says, "But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them." Point two, seek to be with people of the same mind. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, we read, "Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind." In other words, strive to associate with those who have similar visions and goals as yourself. And lastly, point number three, be friendly to all, especially those who are not associates, but are favorable towards you. In Luke chapter 9, verse 49 to 50, we read, "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for whoever is not against you is for you." As well as praying for one another, all believers have been given the ministry of praying for unbelievers in the world. We are to intercede for them with the hope that they will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Therefore, every unbeliever is a potential Christian. The challenge for each one of us is that after receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is to find a balance in our faith as we communicate that faith with others around us, whether believers or unbelievers, and avoiding being unequally yoked. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
seen my Lord. Somebody's gone and took him away. Have you seen my Lord? Praise God, he'll be back one day. Praise for the resurrection.
Somebody